make it just soft it down? And...
No, you take your collard and bring them in, wash them, and check them for your insects and the whatever like that. And then you cut them in about quarter. You roll the leaves up in a roll. Take your good sharp knife and you cut them just about that way.
Mm-hmm.
And cut up however much you thought it would take to fill your jar. And then you reach in there and get a handful like that and put it in your jar. And put about between a half and three quarters of a teaspoonful of salt on that handful. Sprinkle it over like that. Then you take your quart bottle full of water and bruise. You got to bruise collard kraut. Now you don't have to bruise cabbage kraut. But if you want collard kraut, you got to bruise that.
Huh. Uh-huh.
Tomato.
Uh-huh.
If you don't bruise it, you're rough.
Just take something heavy and
take a quart jar. And in fact, I think I still got the quart whiskey jar in the pantry, we used to call it, or washroom we did now, the washroom out of it. In the rye and fill it full of water, and it has some weight to it, and you just keep oozing it like that. Well, it's really packable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you put a weight on top of it and keep it weighted down and keep it on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes it, depending on the weather, it's anywhere from 16 to 21 days to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the weather's warm. I have seen a few jars that were made in 15 days. But the weather's, cold in the winter time, it'll probably take about 21 days for it to make.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell when it's making too, as soon as it starts to make, you know it's in the house.
I guess so. Oh, man. Well, what about, where did you keep your hogs?
Well, we had the hogs in and ran in the same pasture with the cows. And here we always planted anywhere from 6 to 8 acres of peanuts.
Uh-huh.
And turned the hogs in on those peanuts for some of the year.
Hmm.
Only in about middle of September.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And whenever we went at the butcher, we'd pick out however many we were in the butcher for fine. And we put them up in a pen for about 2 weeks to feed them color. And Daddy always thought of getting them cleaned out.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you one thing. That ham and bacon that comes out of a hog that's filled out of peanuts, and no comparison with it, what you buy to eat.
Hmm.
But yeah, it just has a better flavor, better taste.
Hmm.
Only thing about it is, it will not hard. It'll stay in a fairly soft state, see.
Uh-huh.
You can't, it'll harden on the outside.
The meat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the inside of your ham is a chili that like, they won't get hurt on your ham.
They have any other names that they call the peanuts?
Yeah.
What's that?
Back when I was a boy, they didn't call them peanuts. They called them tenders.
Okay. Tenders.
Tenders.